In a case from Texas, the high court ruled that states are free to reject license plate designs, that it's not a question of free speech. Now, both Maryland and Virginia offer Confederate license plates under court order, but Maryland MVA spokesman Buell Young says they're really not that popular.
It's a very limited number. I think the last time I looked, there were like a little over 150 of them active.
And could those 150 or so license plates now be recalled?
Our Attorney General's office may review, but that's not even guaranteed at this point.
Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.